This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One o'clock hour on a Friday. That means it's time for the Fan Club here on 96.5 The Fan. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Fan Club is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor are back with a massive $21 million in guaranteed prizes. The Circa Million, you get five games you pick against the spread each week, 126 ways to win, $6 million guaranteed. Then you got Circa Survivor, pretty simple. One pick a week. Don't have to deal with the point spreads. You last till the end, $15 million guaranteed. You got in or out in Nevada. You can play from anywhere, $21 million guaranteed. Go to circusports.com for more details. Also, join us for contest weekend. That'll begin, officially Thursday, August 21st. We will be flying out there after our show Wednesday, August 20th. It is an unbelievable experience. The world's largest sports book.
Awesome.
Going to have a
time.
Great time. We were out there for the Chiefs-Raiders game. We were out there for contest weekend last time with some of you guys as well. I know, as I keep mentioning, we got our friend down in the Ozarks, Raj, that has been doing this contest for a while. So we hope to see him that same weekend as well.
They usually do like a little anybody who signed up event during that weekend. Alex and I have gotten to attend, and you know, like, good to hang out, and everybody already talking strategy, wearing their $1,000 hat, as they call it.
Well,
right,
when people
out there
wear, if you got, you'll see people walking around with the blue jackets.
That means they
won a lot of money last year or years prior to that. We also have our guy Jeremy Danner from Four Hands Brewing hanging out in studio. I you tell me the details. I don't know the details. Congratulations on a work anniversary, right, or something?
Yeah, I hit 6 years month. Yeah, that's crazy.
6 years, that's a pretty good run.
I think so. That's the second longest I've worked anywhere. I'll take that.
Nice.
Is this the longest job I've had now?
Oh, no. this is for me.
No.
This current job is.
How long have you been here?
We're going on our sixth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that
radio, man? I mean,
seven.
I was in Topeka for a year and a half, Boise for 2 years. Yeah.
Bouncing around until I got to where I want to be. I had that job as a teenager a long time. And then I had the courier job for, I'm just trying to think. No, this is probably it. Working at Odyssey Kansas City, the longest job I've had. Oh, man.
I'm usually fired by now.
By the way, my dream retirement job, for what it's worth, is baseball scorekeeper. Ooh. I want to be, and I'm handing out errors at the rate that they are deserved. No more of this hits. Too many hits being allowed in Major League Baseball.
Stop.
When the guy shouldn't have made the play. Official scorekeeper is my dream retirement job.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? That's a sweet gig.
I do that for my kids' baseball team, and I am fair.
Yeah.
You're fair.
I'm fair.
You're not overly harsh, but you're fair.
Yeah, I mean, if a 12-year-old kid should have reasonably made that catch and failed to make that catch, that's an E, man.
Yeah,
you have to call it an E.
But I understand, like, if the ball just drops because you lose it in the sun, it's a hit.
That
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand the general.
Yeah.
But like, there's some where they're like, "Ooh, he had to go slightly to his right and backhanded." I'm like, he's a professional shortstop. I'm sorry, I had to backhand the throw. It's an error.
Yeah.
I just think we're a little too kind. That's
so what do we have here? You brought in a bunch of different cans. You poured us a couple samples,
Did I correctly see that you poured me an Oktoberfest?
I did,
yeah,
dude.
What, we have,
I know.
We have
it's July.
Pumpkin ale. It's July 18th.
I know. I did it on, I told you before we started.
Is this already on shelves in stores?
Not yet. No.
Oh, okay. We're getting an early preview.
We're getting early. We're going to start selling it.
All right. Which what order here?
We're going to start selling it next week. Start with the one on the right. That's the Oktoberfest.
Okay. All right.
This one, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it is an Oktoberfest. It is like an occasion themed beer, but this is like a crisp, easy drinking lager. This is suitable for all time.
I was going to say, this, you can drink this when it's outside 100 degrees. That's fine. Like, it's cold, refreshing. It's,
I mean, we as craft brewers, we've done this to ourselves, I think. We make all these different seasonals, right? So, like, when I was at Boulevard, I think there were, like, four main seasonals, right?
Nutcracker.
Nutcracker, Irish, Bob's, and...
Bob's.
The other one, Zone. Right.
I don't even think they make half of those anymore.
Probably not. I don't know.
I liked Zone. They don't make that anymore.
It's a great beer, dude.
I did like that beer. I don't think that's for sale.
That beer won medals at all the competitions, and we couldn't sell it to save our souls.
Mm. I loved that
beer.
It's
such a great
beer. You sold
it
to me. Yeah. Okay. I hope you're happy.
Yeah, party of one for that beer. But then when those seasonals go, you have to have something else ready behind it so you don't lose your shelf space or your spot on the draft wall. So, like, seasonal beers come out earlier and earlier. They call it seasonal creep. But I think, like, Oktoberfest, it's a good beer anytime. But yeah, I mean, I get it. I knew people.
You did
were
it on
get,
purpose. Yeah,
people were going to get mad at me, and I think that's funny. So here we are.
But you're right. Come August, that's when everybody will have them out.
Oh yeah,
everybody at that point in time. All right, what else? So we got two other ones.
So
that
I also
you pour.
Yeah, I brought that, and then I brought a pumpkin ale, and that is truly that's inflammatory for sure. Yeah. But this is the first time we've made like a standard pumpkin ale. We've made a beer in the past called Ill Repute. It was like a pumpkin spice stout, but this year we wanted to make like
pumpkin spice
the
stout.
Traditional pumpkin beer. So it's
I like the pumpkin.
Got some caramel and Munich malts. It's nice,
like
golden color.
Yeah.
Cinnamon, ginger, and nutmeg, kind of
the
those
cinnamon,
traditional
that's,
spices.
Yeah, the cinnamon, nutmeg is what I'm tasting.
And it's 6%. It's not too heavy. There's still slightly warming stuff going on there, but I understand it. I always tell people if you're not yet ready for pumpkin beer or Oktoberfest, just wait. It's going to be around. There's going to be some on the shelves when you're
ready for it. You don't have to like it yet.
When will you be able to start getting either the Oktoberfest or the pumpkin ale around town?
So both of these will start landing on shelves probably early next week on the St. Louis side, and I would assume the same on
early
on the
next
state.
Week.
I know, dude.
It's
I know.
Almost pumpkin spice latte season, if that's the case. I don't know how long, but PSLs are around the corner.
End of August, early September for sure for people.
Are you sure it's that late?
I mean, I would say a pumpkin spice latte when it's 100 degrees outside, August 10th is nuts.
That's a tough sell, yeah.
It's better to drink these now, like Oktoberfest and pumpkin beers. I'm inside. I've been in the AC all day. I'll be honest. You try to hand me a pumpkin beer after I've been sitting in St. Joe in 100 degree heat.
Right.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one then.
Yeah,
but also, I don't care what's
the pumpkin
I'll just drink
ale.
Whatever. If I like them, I like them.
I would agree with that for pumpkin ale. But again, the Oktoberfest, I actually think it's light enough.
Yeah,
I don't think has to do with the temp as much.
I mean, that's the whole point of Oktoberfest beer in general, is it needs to be light enough to be consumed, you know, massive stein after massive stein during this party, yeah. and not get, you know, get a buzz, but not get too messed up is the idea with it.
You're missing pumpkin. I'm going to bring up a TikTok because it was talking about this, and it makes no sense that this was a disproportionately high amount of the answer. The question was from a woman who was saying, hey, I like eating flowers. They run about $20. What is the male equivalent of getting something like that that's not, and like, you know, immediately people are like, hey, don't turn it dirty, we're not looking for that. I'm just saying, like, if I'm picking up something in a I'm thinking of you variety, and a disproportionate amount of thousands of responses was pumpkin bread.
Really?
For whatever reason, a huge chunk of the men
like
particular
bread,
audience was just like a nice loaf of pumpkin bread. So the question, like, one, I'd eat pumpkin bread different
pumpkin
times of year.
Pumpkin bread is great.
But what is the male equivalent of, like, what's the male equivalent of, like, I'm just picking, is it beer? Is it just picking up, like, I grabbed you a six-pack of the beer you like? What is the equivalent?
I mean, like, if you're going to, like, a buddy's house and you're supposed to bring something?
No, like, significant other.
Oh, okay.
You'd buy your wife flowers on the way home just to be, being nice. I got Randall some flowers just to make things, like, what is the... If she was picking up something for you, what would you want instead?
I mean, it
could be flowers, too, if that's what you're into. I don't care.
Go ahead. You're married, so I'll let you answer this
We're
one.
On the Missouri side, so if she wants to get me some gummies, that's cool.
Okay.
It'd be pretty... I mean, but like a nice bottle of whiskey, you know?
I was going to say, I wonder if it
But that's
whiskey.
More than, like, the $20, you know, like... I think if it's, like, the flower
could it just
price,
be,
you got to think...
Could it just be as simple as, like, dinner, basically? Like, she's bringing dinner in?
I guess.
No?
I guess, but, like, that doesn't feel...
Maybe I don't know.
She's just showing up with it versus...
Or she's... She got the stuff and hey, I'm making this like your favorite, you know, whatever your favorite meal. I'm making this or whatever.
Everyone's just saying like groceries, like favorite snacks.
Well, like a QT gift card would be cool.
Okay, that's like I'm thinking about you.
That would
see, if they brought you home a couple of like roller grill items
I'd
and
be
like
super
a,
happy about that.
Yeah. Comes home with a bunch of steak and cheese taquitos.
A bag of steak and cheese taquitos and some gummy worms and you're like, I was thinking about you today. I thought you might like this. You're like, you know what? Thanks.
Message received.
Message received.
Is the pumpkin bread doesn't need to be... I'm just like, that's a weird
pumpkin
thing.
Pumpkin bread is one of the easiest things on the planet to make.
Okay.
I can't... Banana bread and pumpkin bread are... I like, of all the things, like Gold, if you love pumpkin bread, you could make... I could teach you to make pumpkin bread in 20 minutes. Less, maybe. You need one pan that I'm assuming you'd need to purchase.
Yes. I don't have one.
There were a couple things Alex said he didn't have in the house the other day that I was like.
I don't have a pizza cutter. I just use a giant knife and I slice. I'm just eating it for me. I get a couple big slices and I'm good.
I got like $4 though, man.
Yeah, but I just don't need one. I have one of those huge pizza knives or just knives. And I do the little wet, whatever you want to call it, the sawing back and forth. And
what are you in a Pizza Hut or
something? I just feel like he's missing. I feel like he's missing some standard items. That's all. Somebody said, what about just a blaster pack? Like if on the way home, cars? She brought you home just like a pack of.
I'd be happy right now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like your equivalent might be she brought you a $20 blaster box from Target.
Sure.
There might not be anything good in it, but
Yeah.
Same energy.
That's right.
Somebody said beer is a common one. Six of pack, course. 12 pack.
Ooh, we don't buy a lot of lottery tickets, but the bingo lottery ticket, that's the best. That's a fun one to do. That's like 12 minutes of fun. Right?
Is it a scratcher?
Yeah, it's a scratcher.
Gotcha.
It's like a $3 scratcher at the store.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like putting scratchers in like little gift stuff.
Yeah.
Put them on top of presents or in like stockings. Classic stuff. I feel like that's just like a easy. My kids aren't into cards or anything yet. They desperately want a Nintendo Switch 2.
Dude.
That's the thing.
They're easier. They're easier to get now. They're a little easier to get.
But like $500.
Oh, they're expensive. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm not saying they're not. But I'll say, think about the things Dan, I appreciate this as a parent. The amount, I guarantee you, in the last 12 months, I have spent $500 on things that I'm like, you still don't use that? The hell did I wait like $10 at a time? $15 at a time on a Squishmallow, whatever the hell it is, that they barely ever touch. I know for a fact they'll play that Nintendo Switch. That's a big thing, man.
I know. They're Squishmallow cards now.
Big.
I'm very confused by them.
Are they worth money?
I don't know. People are buying packs of them, and I'm so lost.
Because I know those Disney cards are worth money.
I'm completely lost.
I don't know if I got a good one.
Exactly. This is why I stick with the sports cards, because I could open Pokemon or Squishmallow or whatever, and I wouldn't even know if I got a $1,000 card.
Your kid probably has four sliding gloves, and he only needs one.
He has zero sliding gloves. Zero.
Wow.
Because he knows how to slide.
A little surprised by this.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he's got, I'm not going to say he doesn't have, he's a catcher. So he has,
he's got stuff.
He has, a mortgage on wheels when he shows up to a game. Yeah, I mean, he has stuff for sure.
But he's having to use that every day at least.
Right, he uses it a lot, yeah.
But kids ask for things or you get them things that you're hopeful, there's a lot of wasted money in parenthood.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we even get to the
food part. A lot of wasted money in adulthood, too. Yeah. Let me tell you.
What's the thing you've wasted? What's the thing you regret buying here more recently? This is just going to be a random question.
Recently?
Fan club. What's something recently they're like, why did I spend that money on that? What am I doing?
Recently, though. Obviously, recently? Hmm.
Ooh. Text line in the meantime is how good do my spoons need to be to make pumpkin bread? Hey Dan, how good are your spoons at your house? What's the quality here? Would they bend if you put them through ice cream?
They would not.
He gets it.
Yeah, I'm an adult. Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
I'm an adult.
There you go, Drew.
I said buy
there
a nice spoon.
Yeah, at least one.
I mean, honestly, a nice box of spoons. We're talking like $20.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about your original question. Wait, I don't know if I have an answer
Cody,
for you.
Cody, if I go to Target today and get a box of spoons for $20 and they bend, I will call you and tell you to Venmo me $20 because they bend. I'll take a video. I actually might go and do that this weekend.
Can I choose the spoons?
Tell me which ones I need to buy. Tell me what spoons I need to buy.
They're not going to be $20, though.
I got to look.
It's going to be like $49.99.
How many total spoons?
That's too much.
How many total spoons are you looking for in your house?
I don't need spoons. I'm trying to test your theory. You said a $20 spoon will not bend when I try to scoop out ice cream.
I think for a single set, yes. Now, I don't think that'd be a full 16-seat placeware. How many spoons are we talking here?
I don't need I technically only need one spoon to try. Just let me know what kind.
I think $20 will get you a nice set of spoons. A non-bending
20-piece modern flatware set, $57.
Well, that's not...
How many play settings?
20 piece.
Oof, that's tough.
Like 20 spoons?
Four spoons. Yeah, four forks.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot of spoons.
The original question, Danner, was because...
20 spoons.
Four dinner forks, four salad forks, four soup spoons, four teaspoons, four table knives.
Okay. So Danner, you don't have an ice cream spoon, like to scoop ice cream, or you just use your regular spoon? That was how the conversation originated.
Well, that's different.
Why? So we have big tablespoons, and then we have regular spoons, mm-hmm. like teaspoons.
So there's no ice cream scoop spoon that you use to get ice cream. You just use a regular
one. In my house is on the spectrum, which means nobody is using the big tablespoon.
I don't like it. I cannot eat. No. I can't eat with that big spoon. There's no way.
No way.
Randall is trying to serve me that. And I'm like, I can't put that in my mouth. There's no way.
No one in the tap house. No one in the tap house uses the big spoon.
You can scoop things with it, but you cannot eat with that spoon.
So you might scoop ice cream with it.
Sure. Yeah. See? But we have ice cream scoops, though. Like, we have a pizza cutter.
I do, too. I just don't think... Yeah. My stance was not that nobody could. Okay. My stance is that an ice cream scoop is overrated because I find that the big spoon out of there is a more useful and more effective ice cream scooper than the scoop.
That's fair.
I think just that the tablespoon itself is quicker and more efficient and does just as good of a job as an ice cream scoop. I don't need it to be in a perfectly round ball. I'm eating the ice cream in my home.
Right.
I don't need it to like look like I'm taking a photo for Instagram.
I'm shocked with that take, though, because normally you are very big on
sharing food,
photos and
it's true.
So the fact that
I'm not just sharing. Maybe if I made the ice cream, I might go through the trouble.
By the way, making your own ice cream seems like just buy a gallon of ice cream.
I've done that. I don't do it very often. It might be one of those things that like once a year it's worth it. It's like a treat. But I would generally agree with you that the juice is not worth the squeeze on that. As someone who's like made some ice cream, it's not. It's feels like a lot of work for that.
Yeah, sometimes Danner's right.
I can't put that in my mouth.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. You come on the show and things get saved quickly.
Honestly, that one's going to get buried because there's just so many different ones from this week.
Your question, I still don't really have an answer for you. Someone did say they know someone that regrets buying Coldplay tickets probably recently. But
did you see that, I assume?
I did.
Have you not seen it?
I love it.
You said you love it.
Cheater's getting caught.
Yeah, dude. I don't feel bad for that guy.
I just don't, like, if they just would have acted normal.
Just play cool.
Just act normal. Yeah. And nobody would have, none of us, we'd
maybe
never be talking about this.
Maybe one person you work with is like, ooh, dicey.
What's like the you guys know about the Streisand effect? Are you familiar with this?
No.
So years and years ago, this guy did a series of aerial photographs of the California coast. And one of these homes that was shown was Barbara Streisand's home. And she got so mad about it. You shown my home in these series of photos. And no one knew it was her home until that happened.
Gotcha. Until she said, why did you show my home?
If they would have just played it cool, they're fine.
Correct.
Also, just like the outside of your home, it just is what it is. Yeah. You've signed, part of this is, I do have a hard time feeling bad for, and I've seen like the level of attention that comes with a certain level of fame that must just be a miserable existence. But like, if you did tell me I could have $100 million tomorrow, I'd figure it out.
Yeah, I'd go away.
I'll figure out the parts of the public part of it that come from it. And we experienced it at like the tiniest conceivable level. And it's like, you'll figure it out. Some guy was very complimentary when I went to that golf place the other day. Very complimentary to the show, Gold.
No, nice. We appreciate all our listeners out there.
Ooh, I know what I regret buying recently.
All right.
So for Father's Day, my son gave me a 10x6 inflatable pool that he got at a garage sale for like $15.
Nice.
But because
10x6, that's a big,
that's great.
Big,
it held like,
a big inflatable.
It held like 350 gallons of water, and even more if you overfilled it.
Oh, my.
But I decided I needed a pool cover for it. So I spent $35 on
a pool cover for this inflatable driveway. You put the pool in their driveway?
Uh-huh. I sure did.
How do the neighbors feel?
I didn't ask for permission. I mean,
and nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything. Yeah. So I bought a $35 cover for it, and then I asked Randall on our way home from work one day. She bought me a $25 like net to scoop leaves out of it.
Oh, okay.
And then like three days later, got a hole in it, so I had to throw it all away.
Couldn't you just buy another pool to put the cover on?
Well, to buy another pool was like $60. This was like a $15 garage.
How did it get a hole in it? Just like,
I mean,
you couldn't buy a patch kit?
I don't know.
I got a patch kit. Did you throw it away already?
It's gone.
Not for a pool, but I mean, it's for a bounce house. It'd probably work.
It would work, yeah.
But you could have patched it up, man.
Well, I feel like you go on the site, like, okay, well, I bought this cover, so now I need to buy a pool. Well, now I need to buy chlorine for this pool. I mean, so I decided to stop since we've been going to the regular pool. Mm-hmm. I don't need, but the driveway pool is awesome.
Driveway pool.
Yeah.
Pool is one of those things that if I just had infinite money, I'd have one in my house, but I want nothing to do with any of the
maintenance. You just
want
to pay somebody to handle it.
Yes.
Cody wants a pool boy.
I don't so much as want to, I don't even want to skim the pool. I don't want to deal with the chemicals. I just want somebody to make it look nice and I don't want to take care of it at all. So I'm never going to get one because I'm never going to have the kind of disposable income to like pay this person $25,000 a year just to take care of it.
Whoa. It's a whole lot.
I'm sure it is. I don't know how much it is, but I imagine I'm sure it's not cheap. My whole thing has been trying to bribe someone every summer into letting me buy a key fob from the neighborhood right next to ours that has a neighborhood pool.
Ooh.
But nobody seems to want to take me up on the
You bribe. Haven't done a good job making friends with the neighbors.
That's a good point. Maybe I need to do that. My kids have made friends with somebody who has a pool in their backyard. but I feel like I can't impose that
right.
situation.
Yeah, the kids can. You can.
I just need them to maintain friendship long enough that me being there is also not a problem.
We just show up wearing your swim stuff when you
just
drop them off.
In trunks?
Yeah.
Or you make it about safety, like, you know, just to make sure they're okay. It is water. Water's dangerous, so I'm just going to get
it is
deep
water.
In real quick.
Water is dangerous. It is water. You know, water is dangerous.
You guys got any beers in the fridge? Or like, what's the situation here? Can I get a drink real quick? You just roll in with a cooler. They're going to hate me so fast.
It is a Fan Club Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. We got Jeremy Danner from Four Hands Brewing hanging out with us. We're having a little Oktoberfest. Even in July, it tastes pretty damn good, I must say. It is time for another open leaderboard update, though, if Drew is ready.
Prepare yourself.
We
got
to go across the pond.
Ireland.
It's the final major of the year. We need to know who's atop the leaderboard.
We're doing this over the club music, too, by the way. We're not doing the
Okay.
That's going to make it sound even weirder for anyone who's just tuning in.
I just want to say from the bottom of me heart, Matthew Fitzpatrick.
It's getting worse.
Keep going. Keep going, Drew. Turn your mic off, Cody.
Matthew Fitzpatrick is 9 under par for the tournament as it currently sits. Second round, he's through 16 holes. Scottie Scheffler, 8 under par through 13. The weather is getting mighty blustery out there. A lot of umbrellas, vests, hoodies, sweatshirts out there. In Royal Portrush, Northern Ireland, almost said Scotland, it's in Northern Ireland, for the Open Championship, the 153rd. Matthew Fitzpatrick, Cody got him at 11-1. He is again solo leader at 9 under par. Brian Harman at 8 under, and Hao Tung Lee also at 8 under par. A bevy of golfers.
I'm cheering for my bet, but I'm also cheering for the monk. I almost don't even get any information out of it.
No, I who's leading?
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I told you he said, what kind of accent do you want? I said, I almost want to make it sound like you're saying heart stars, you know, heart stars and rainbows, clovers and balloons. Yeah. I want it to have a real like, hi-di-di-di-di. Like, I want it to be like that level of Irish. My name's Drew Nixon, and I'm here to tell you about the Irish golf.
That was so much better than mine. I think I'm trying way too hard.
In fairness, one time when I was like 16 years old, studied Irish dialect tapes for like 30 days because my sister had to play someone Irish in a play. And so
I
legitimately spent 30
then?
Days working on an Irish accent one time. Just like, oh, it's been lovely being here in this time of Ireland where we talk about golf and a lovely little afternoon where Matt Fitzpatrick is in the current lead. Like, we just did stuff like that for, like, 30 days. I don't know.
You just bodied that. You should have been doing these updates
That's
the entire
time. That's
my
only good accent. And it's mediocre at best.
I don't want someone doing it with a really good accent,
it's
Drew.
It's way funnier when you do it. That's
I do not
point.
Claim to have a good Irish accent. Kakan Jana, 1 under par for the tournament.
Oh, man, he's falling back a couple of strokes.
That's an update.
There's a guy in the golf tournament who was a monk for like a year.
Shout out to him, too, by the way, for coming back. And still, he's going to make the cut easily.
It's like a full-blown monk.
Shane Lowry also.
We'll ask you, Dana. This is actually, you're a perfect person to ask. You post a lot on social media, I feel like. Drew yesterday, or it was actually 2 nights ago, but we talked about it yesterday. He is getting back in shape and stuff, which is great. He's out there. He's working out. He was doing some 4 miles you ran the other night. But he took a photo shirtless in front of his car using the car as the mirror and put it out on Instagram for the world to see. Your thoughts. Have you seen the photo, first of all?
I've not seen the photo.
Okay, well, let's get that to you real quick here.
It feels pretty thirsty.
He's married,
it's
by the
not,
way.
It's not, though. I was a lot
of hip. A lot of hip bone.
Danner, let me hand you this phone for a second so you can...
Oh, my goodness.
You can take a look.
Jeez.
Your thoughts, sir.
That is a lot of hip bone, yeah. I mean, that's like showing showing the V almost, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, like...
I'm gonna be honest.
Dangerously low.
It's spicy. It's spicy. Yeah.
And he's sweaty.
Where's your hair, dude? Where's your hair? What happened?
Oh, you mean the burrow hair? The bleach?
Or body
hair. No, the body hair.
Oh,
body
I just don't
hair?
Think he has it.
Oh, okay.
I don't have it, thankfully.
I don't think he shaved it. I think he just doesn't. I think it's just not there.
Which is fine by me.
How many? So
I also am the same as you, so I can't help, you know.
How many versions of that did you take before
that's a good
one?
Question. We haven't asked that. That's a good question.
One.
Just one?
Wow.
Just
single
one.
Shot.
You know liars go to hell, right?
I took
Their
one
pants
photo.
Catch on fire. It's a real risk.
I took one photo.
Those lowered pants will catch on fire.
I did not lower the shorts at all. First of all, also the fact that everybody's first reaction is, "Hey man, your shorts are a little bit low."
Well, it's
I mean,
photo. You
I think
put
you're
out
paying
the photo.
Too much attention. I just took a picture. I literally simply took a picture
shirtless.
In the car mirror. Shirtless. Yeah, of course, because I just got done with the workout.
I want to show people I was working out. Instagram.
Are you saying it says more about us than it does about you that we're talking about the hip bone?
That's what he's saying.
It probably does.
Can it say something about both of us?
And again, it's not just you guys. Karen, you said Karen's in also. The first thing
he was the first person pointed out.
Karen called you nasty for it.
I
nasty.
I had
in a good
zero.
Way?
In,
no.
Relax. I had zero intention.
All right. Up next, talk a little bit more about the Royals heading into now really the second half post All-Star break. And we'll talk to Dan a little bit more about the Chiefs as we get set for training camp next Tuesday. Club Friday continues here on Cody and Gold. Fan Club is presented by our friends over at Circa Sports. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor in Vegas is back with a massive $21 million in guaranteed prizes. Circa Million, you pick five games against the spread each week, $6 million guaranteed. Survivor, one pick a week, no point spread, $15 million guaranteed. You can enter out in Nevada, play from anywhere, $21 million guaranteed. Visit circasports.com for details. We will be out again in Las Vegas beginning on August 20th.
Speaking of Las Vegas,
yes,
you might have seen earlier today that the NFL Players Association leader Lloyd Howell Jr., He resigned from his job because a little bit of scrutiny came up over some of his handling of a certain things. But then the report was, oh, there's more coming.
Yeah.
Just give it a few more minutes. The more is here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the headline, ex-NFLPA boss Howell's strip club expenses sent to investigators. So part of his other issues as it relates to the union business is that he had included a $738 car expense that took him to the airport directly to a strip club. The documents are union-approved expense reports and receipt. One receipt showed a car service picking him up at 10:26 p.m., picking him back up after some.
What time did he get picked back up? I'm curious.
I don't know, man.
How long was he there?
I don't know. Shows ATM withdrawals of between $200 and $525 from a club ATM using the company card. They include $2,426 in charges at said casino that include to be used for two VIP rooms. Oh, dude, company card?
What are you doing?
You're putting 10 grand on the company card at the strip club? He gets paid $1 million or $2 million a year. No, it's $5 million, I think, last year. To be the NFLPA lead. Just use your own money. You want to spend $5,000 at the strip club, you make $5 million a year.
Is he married? Do we know?
Ooh, great. Probably.
My only thing that he was thinking is like, oh, I can't put it on the...
Right.
But still, like, you got caught either way. But like,
dude, you can't have one credit card your wife to know about if you're going to go to this length.
I don't know.
Company card? You're going to risk your job?
Yeah, not smart. Not smart.
I mean, what do you get for that much money at a strip? That's a lot of money.
In a Vegas strip club, probably just a couple of strip dances. Or strip dances.
This is funny because Cody refuses to go to a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Strip club. So the fact he called them strip dances really is everything. We have gone clubs to Vegas multiple times.
We just said strip club too many times.
We used to have a bet that he had to go to a strip club and he owed the show a strip club visit, and he ended up talking his way out of it, of course. But
thank God.
But so that's funny.
I hate him.
Oh, same.
I haven't gone in years. Yeah. It's been a long time. But it's something that we had joked on the show because Cody gets very uncomfortable when we talk about strip clubs.
Mm-hmm. He makes millions of dollars a year, according to reports, doing that job. Jeez. Don't just pay for your own car. The second you start using the company card, go.
You thought nobody was going to check, I guess.
Go. We're going to Circa in August.
Yes, we are.
You know, like, if I try to submit a receipt, if I try to submit a receipt from the strip club, I'm going to be in trouble.
Man, what's this Spearmint Rhino? What is this place,
I'm
Cody, for $285?
There was a pretty famous ATM restaurant. There was a pretty famous restaurant for a while, Gold, that used to list their items on the menu, their alcohol drinks on the menu, as like Stapler.
Oh, yeah.
Ring Binder. Yeah. And they would list their drinks under those names so you could submit the receipt.
It's an expensive stapler you got there.
You had seven of them? You got seven staplers?
What are you doing seven staplers? Hey, you never can have too many staplers. Yeah. Never can have too many of those.
That's crazy. I had a relative who embezzled a large sum of money from a small town's budget for like fire and rescue, and he wrote personal checks to himself. It's same kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
How long did he get away with it?
Way too long. There was like a complete lack of oversight in the situation.
How long ago was this?
It's been probably 10-15 years. It's been a while, yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to get in trouble for talking about it, I don't think.
Did he
go to prison?
Yeah, he got in trouble. Yeah. He got caught, and it was a big deal, but like, the same kind of thing, like you're using your company card for strip club. I mean, what's a $500 car ride look like? That's insane to me.
That part, it must just be, do they ride with you?
What's weird about
what are you paying for the scenario?
But what's weird
is
about
the drinks
that
you had in the ride?
Maybe it's because here's what's weird about that. If you're in Vegas, they will give you a free ride to the strip club. That's the thing. So him paying to go there, I don't know what was going on in that vehicle on the drive there.
Nice car service, and he drank the good stuff on the way down, apparently.
I don't know, man. We got Fan Club Friday going on here. We got Jeremy Danner hanging out with us.
That's both a fan club and a sports story. Yeah. It's kind of both.
No, it's very interesting. Thinking of you were mentioning embezzling money, and we were talking about prison. Yesterday, we had the news about Rashee Rice, who is going to get suspended now that the legal stuff is situated, but we know he's going to have to spend 30 days in jail. We were asking the question yesterday, assuming the judge approved it, how would you had 5 years to spend 30 days in jail. How would you do that? Would you just spend 30 days straight and be done with it? Would you pick a week a year? Would you pick a week at every
two
couple
weeks a year?
How would
for
you
2 years?
Do 30 days in let's call it county jail?
I don't think I could do 30 days in one time. I don't think so either. That's a lot.
I think
I would
one,
freak out.
I said two weeks a year and just knock it out pretty quick. I told Cody, sports angle, I'll do it All-Star Week. And then
and
I'll do the Chiefs bye week, okay?
Yeah.
By the way, hold on. I got the real quick answer on what time he left the club.
Okay.
Because they've got receipts for that too. 6 a.m. He got to the strip club at 10:26 and left at 6 a.m.
He was there for Tiffany's whole shift.
Mercedes is too, I think.
He didn't miss a thing.
That's crazy.
Moment. I can't do 30 days straight. I think I would do... I would want it under 2 years. I'm not trying to spend the whole 5 years.
Right.
I hear you.
I think, like Gold, I might do it different. I might just do 2 weeks flat, but like a week at a time, because I'm trying to keep my job too. Gold, I'm going to be out next week. Because you got to think about it that way, right? If you told beforehand you're out for a week, you're probably okay. Or some people just said they want to do weekend jail, just, you know, Saturday, Sunday. I like my weekends too much for that.
Well, it's a Friday. We're wrapping up the show at 2 o'clock, and I'm going to head over to the county jail for the rest of the weekend.
See you guys.
Drew's shaking his head over there.
That would be terrible.
Just thinking about that is insane.
Well, it'd be weekends.
Yeah, thinking about it is scary. Like, just spending an hour in jail terrifies me to no end.
That's probably fair.
Like, I am not.
It's
like,
county.
I'm not jail material. I don't think
you're not made for jail.
No, I cut off for jail, dude.
So it sounds like you would want to spread it out as long as possible, so that it's as short a stint as possible.
I don't know.
You might prefer the short stint.
What if I get there and it's not so bad, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just do it all.
That's what Drew asked. He said.
That's what I was.
He said, could I
determine it ahead of time?
He said, could I sign up for 4 days, and if it's going okay, complete a week at a time? But he wants the option to leave early.
Right.
As in, like, I'm going to plan for a week, but if you're after, a tough week, you'd like to get after 3 days. You're like, I'll get to it, but like, I need a second.
Like, if some other dude rolls in that I am terrified of, I'd like to be out in 5 minutes if I could. I'm done.
My shift is over. People shift a lot more, you know. You're less likely to. You might get a new roommate.
Look at you knowing everything about. Well, I mean,
you thought Cody was scared of lap dances. Wait till he's in there.
You stay in like county until you're convicted, and then they figure out which like prison system to put you in. So if you are awaiting a conviction, or you're just there because you got like a DUI, it's a short-term stay at county before they typically send you to like. They can hold you there for a while. Sometimes it's a quicker turnaround than that, but they don't usually.
Some people are saying county's worse than actual.
Interesting.
I mean, for me, like the phrase like real jail, like any jail is real jail to me.
They're all real like, jail.
I have a lack of.
You don't
want to
be in the drunk tank or be in the.
No way, dude. No way.
I'm the only one in the show who spent any time in a county cell, and it's not great.
What's that Zach Quarles movie where
18,
he goes to jail and like he trains to go to jail? Is it New Guy?
With Will Ferrell and Kevin Harlan? That one?
Harlan Williams. Yeah. Like they teach him how to be in jail or whatever.
What's that called?
I would need some training.
From the 816. 913-586-7965. This is from the 816. Someone said, take it from somebody who's been there. Once you go to jail, you just want to get it all done as quickly as possible, because when you leave and you have to come back, it's 10 times worse trying to go back.
Oh.
Like, once you've experienced it, you're like,
I don't want to go back.
You might say, all right, let's just get this thing over with, is what they're saying.
That's because you guys were saying, like, you go two weeks a year.
I said once a week a year.
Yeah, yep. I think that would suck.
It's like the worst vacation of all time.
There's a lot of dread going into it. If you're
Sunday scaries before the week,
dude,
is gonna be brutal. It's gonna hurt. There is an argument. I think Get Hard is the name of the movie.
Okay,
it is. There is an argument. I said is the name of the movie pretty quick there.
Yeah,
I deserve credit for that.
I'm happy I didn't remember that.
I don't think I would pay for a grandma.
What? True. We're not even talking about that.
No, I do think that there's an argument that if they guaranteed me my job, I'd be like, I'm just going to do the 30.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the 30 days. I'm going to get out of here, and this is going to be over. And I'm going to do it as soon as possible so it doesn't hang over my head for the 5 years or anything else in between. Someone said that if they gave them the choice, they would just go every night for 90 straight days, and they just sleep there.
No.
90 nights.
90 nights.
They just sleep there. Eight hours equaling 30 total days.
No.
By sleeping there overnight.
That's the last place I want to sleep, right?
You'd rather be awake during that time?
I think so.
I don't think you'd be able to sleep.
I don't think so. I'd be so scared, dude.
Are you allowed to? Can you, right when you pull up to check in, can you pop an Ambien after you're half asleep as you're checking in? And so you just pass out at that point in time? Because otherwise you're not sleeping.
Yeah, you pop a couple Ambien?
You got to pop that before you walk in, though.
As you're walking through the doors.
I feel like intake is not fun either. So like.
Oh, a cavity search every time.
Right. Maybe that's the disadvantage of spreading that out is like.
Spreading that out.
I know.
Yeah. Thank you, Danner.
I heard it. My bad.
The disadvantage of the cavity search.
Like, nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
100% my fault.
Bad both ways. Yeah. You're true, but like for county, do they go through all that? Or yes, probably.
I don't know.
I can't speak to that. I don't know.
But I'm not Googling.
Yeah, tell
it
us,
on my
Cody. You've spent. Yeah, yeah. How
I was there for like 2 hours when I was 18.
Okay.
Did you get like 3 hours?
Did they?
No.
They didn't touch you.
They stayed in the cell.
Okay.
They took away my shoelaces.
Okay.
And they took away my belt. That was it. The rest of my clothes were fine. And then they took away my, they took my wallet and stuff and put it in a bag. made you sign that you'd taken it. I was there like 3 hours, something like that. It was like 11 p.m. to like 2 a.m. and then I went home.
Terrifying.
I mean, I was 18, so like it felt pretty scary at the time, but like I also knew I was in for hitting mailboxes, so I didn't think I was like going to jail for life or anything.
Right.
I knew I was going to be out of this situation in a relatively short amount of time. The fear was, and they kept warning us, it's like, if you don't make bail, if you're here at 6 a.m., we're going to send you to county. Ooh. I wasn't even in county. So, like, I was at the step before, right? You're just essentially at the police station is what I was at. You're just at a holding cell in the police station. I didn't even go all the way to, like, county, where they would have, like, sent me, presumed, had I not been, you know, bailed out in enough time.
Oh, my god.
Got a signature bond? I don't know. Someone says you are strip searched at county, so... That's tough to have to do four times if you do it a week at a time, right?
I mean, I can't put that in my mouth.
I'm talking myself into the 30 days.
Yeah.
Just get it over with.
Yeah.
I know it sounds miserable, but I'm talking myself into 30 straight. I don't know what else to do. Excited for the Royals second half of the season?
Yeah, dude, I mean, I'm excited to watch any baseball, but I am excited. I think we got some momentum maybe with some guys turning around a little bit. Like, Vinny's looked a lot better over his past seven games, right?
Yeah.
Bobby crushed to come out of the All-Star break last year. Obviously, he didn't have...
July is his month. Yeah.
True.
Historically, in July, he's a monster.
It's like 480-something last July. I mean, that's insane, dude. That's insane.
I just think there are so many different things that have to go right for me to be sitting here thinking that the final week of the season, we're talking about them being a game out or having a spot or something. Like, it takes the three guys we all know continuing to perform like they did the last 2 weeks or so. It takes Caglione, I think, getting going a little bit. He doesn't have to hit 280 the rest of the way, but he's got to be hitting like 240, also showing a little bit of pop. It also means that if they trade Lugo, Reagans has to come back by mid-August, but who's stepping in during that? Like, if they trade Lugo and Lorenzen and Reagans is out till mid-August, so your rotation gets worse, your offense then really has to elevate. There's just a lot going on. That makes it really tricky for me to see them getting to a spot where we're talking playoffs still the final week of the season.
I mean, does Lynch start again? Does Daniel Lynch the fourth come back?
He's on the IL, but yeah, maybe.
He's probably close. Yeah. He was on the 15 days, so 15, like okay. He could hypothetically probably come back. We forgot to ask JJ about him on Tuesday, but I imagine he's not terrible.
I mean, Lorenzen could be back in like 10 days or something, but you know, because he's a potential trade guy too.
It's going to be a spot start. It's going to be a bullpen day or Rich like a Hill, bowling day Dallas or something Keuchel. Here pretty soon.
I haven't been following what Dallas Keuchel did in AAA. Has he done anything good?
Has he even pitched for him yet?
I don't know if he's signed.
He pitched a couple games, I think.
Okay. Obviously, Rich Hill's been down there. His ERA is like 5-something. He did just have like 10 strikeouts in 5 innings. But Dallas Keuchel, I don't know if his minor league numbers in front of
me. Should have looked it up before I came in. Thought
I'll
about
look it,
up. It. Yeah.
There was no reason for you to look up Dallas Keuchel's numbers before you came into the show.
I don't know if he's pitched yet.
I thought he had one start.
Okay.
I'm looking. Hold on. Minor league and Japan. He has made... he has pitched in one game. He's not made a start.
Okay. Gotcha.
He has pitched in... He's got a 4.5 ERA in one appearance. He pitched 4 innings in relief, technically, for whatever the hell that's worth, and gave up 2 earned runs and had 2 strikeouts.
All right.
Okay.
So,
spot start.
I don't know if that does anything for you, but those are the numbers.
I agree with you guys. So listening earlier, you're talking about Cags. Like, there's no point in sending him... If there was like
you called him up, he's up.
If there's like a 4A, maybe put him there. Right. But he's not going to learn. Like, we know that he can hit AAA pitching.
Yeah, we haven't learned anything by sending him back down.
And you don't learn to hit major league pitching by not hitting major league pitching.
I think the break will be good for him. I think sometimes it is kind of a whirlwind getting called up. And I think we're forgetting that Nick Kurtz was pretty mediocre for about the first 30 days he got called up. And then things started to settle in a little bit. And now he's, what, the second or third favorite to win American League Rookie of the Year. Like, It's supposed to be an adjustment, and yet we act surprised when it's not, because it's supposed to be adjustment from A-ball to AA and AA to AAA, and those things weren't. Okay, fine, but it's still supposed to be an adjustment from AAA to the majors. Cags had plenty of time. You're like, when you called him up and you were win now, you made your decisions.
Yep.
And also, every other guy who's hit in his spot this year, if there was somebody else clamoring for, talk to me, but... MGM Elizabeth hit 220 in AAA, so like I'm supposed to want him instead? No, I'm fine. It can just be Jack Caglione for the rest of the year.
You think MJ ever comes back up?
No. I do.
You do?
I think he gets included in a trade and he's gone.
I guess the caveat, if he doesn't get traded as part of something bigger in the next 10 to 14 days, then yes, I think he would be back up this year. But I'm kind of thinking that there's a chance he's part of another trade, yeah.
That makes sense.
Do you think Seth Lugo gets traded?
I think it depends on how we come back out after the break. I mean, we're what, 4.5 games?
If they win 7 of the next 10, you're thinking no, right?
I mean, no one, unless the Tigers lose 30 games in a row, they're going to win the division, right?
Sure.
Like, there's no way we're competing with them.
It's about the final wild card spot, really.
So, like, I would be disappointed if we're not playing relevant baseball in September. Like, I think that's what everyone expected this year. I mean, I think the organization probably expects that. I think if we miss the playoffs, I'm going to be bummed out, but I'm not going to be devastated.
Yeah. I'll be disappointed because it's below what the expectation should have been for this team.
Sure.
I'm not going to panic because they went 86-81, because that means the organization is in much better shape than they were before, and the young talent is still there. But I will be calling on John Sherman to spend. Hey, man, look, I got to be honest with you. The minor league system is what it is, and this team is stuck in a grind of, like, between 80 and 85 wins. And the only solution to this problem right now, truthfully, if the Royals finish with, like, 81, is money. Like, there is no, like, enough people in double and triple A to solve these problems. Your choice now to solve some of the issues this team has is money. Is an outfielder, is a pitcher, is those things. Like, that's what they're down to until the minor league system catches up. Is it and it's not even his fault. It's just, like, cash is the solution. It's that or just hope people play better, which is always, like, just... That's a risk. That's a risky game when you're a manager to get into, or you're an owner to get into, just hoping guys perform back to what they did or same as they did and all the other things. And can't count on the bullpen being as good as it was this year, next year, because those things are variable. I'm optimistic. I still think they finished with, like, 81 wins, but I'm hoping it's...
Yeah, I would glad to be wrong. I don't think they're I don't think they're making the playoffs, but I would gladly be wrong about that. And that'd be a ton of fun once again to be talking about a playoff push. I think they're just going to be in the same, like, 3 under to 3 above .500 range the rest of the way, which is going to be somewhat frustrating because you're going to still think, oh, they're just a 7-game winning streak away from making this really interesting. I think we're going to be saying that a lot the final 100 games.
Right. Like, when we really, really suck, it's like...
Or 60 games.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm just going to watch baseball and I don't have any big expectations or whatever. But when we're right there, you have a little more emotional buy-in or whatever, and you really, really want them to win.
I just hope that by September, like the beginning of September, end of October, we're still, like, very invested. Like, that we're like, hey, even if it's 3.5 back, there's, like, light at the end of the tunnel and the possibility, and we're watching inning by inning. And look, it is, you got to win today, and the Blue Jays got to lose. Like, I hope, and it's not them. Are they in a wild card spot?
Blue Jays are leading the AL East.
They're leading the division still. So,
yeah, New York's the top wild card spot right now.
Yeah, the Blue Jays have gotten hot here in the last month.
I hope it's that, you know, you're praying for the Mariners to lose. On the opposite side. It's way more fun.
Danner, good to see you, man. Thanks for bringing in some great drinks today. Oktoberfest and pumpkin ale will be on the shelves here very, very soon.
It's time?
Yeah. We hope you guys have a great weekend. We're back at it on Monday. It'll be training camp week. Our first show not till Tuesday at training camp, but we'll be talking plenty more about that. We'll also see if anything happens over the weekend that gives you some more confidence in what the Royals can do based off the series with the Marlins. The Drive, coming up next right here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.